Welcome to this brief overview of the Blaze EZ, and that's B-L-A-Z-E, and new word stroke abbreviation, capital E, capital Z. In this demo, I'm just going to keep saying the Blaze rather than the Blaze EZ or EZ. And in this demo, I'm going to give you a physical description of the Blaze itself. I will then do a quick run through of most of the functions of the Blaze. And then finally, to finish it off, of course, we'll do the OCR with the premium accessory pack, of course using the L stand to do OCR with the remote. Let me just go through a physical description of the Blaze itself. On the top face towards the top, you have a left and right grille, which are the stereo speakers, and then in the middle you have a recessed square button, and that is your power on off button. If you then come down just below the left stereo grille, you will find a raised round button with a hole in the middle, and that's your record button. And below that you have three raised square buttons labelled in braille, and they are M for media, R for radio, and B for book. Below those three buttons you have a cursor cross with left, right, up and down, and in the middle you have a recessed select round button. And then below that cursor cross, you have three buttons on the bottom face of the Blaze itself. The two on either side are square, and the one in the middle is a little round button. The left-hand square button is your counter button. The right-hand square button, which is also labelled in braille O, is your OCR or optical character recognition button. And the little round button in the middle is called your explore button. And if I flip the Blaze over, on the top middle, you have a little square indented window, and that's the camera. And then below that, you have the back plate, which covers up the battery, which you can pull back and slide off the Blaze to take out or insert the battery. And by the way, when you get the Blaze, you'll actually have to insert the battery because it's not in the unit when you get the device. So turning back over again, if we look at the top edge, you've got a little hole on the top edge and then the top back, and that's where you can thread through the lanyard that comes with the Blaze to put it around your wrist. On the left hand edge down towards the bottom, you have the SD slot, and on the right hand edge coming down from the top, you have a thumb wheel to adjust the volume. Below that you have a button that's called the voice button, and that actually changes how that thumb wheel changes different options, not just volume, but also such things as your speech rate. And then below that you have a slide switch, which if I flick it down actually locks the keyboard, and if I flick it back towards the top, it unlocks the keyboard. And then below that, down towards the bottom right hand edge, you'll find a little pinhole, and that's the reset button, so you can reset the unit if you wish. And then if we come to the bottom edge of the Blaze, going from left to right, you have a 3.5mm headphone jack, a micro USB port in the middle, and of course that's to connect the Blaze to charge it to power, connect to a Windows computer or a Mac computer. Remembering for the Mac, look in the documentation and you'll need to download an Android application so the Mac can talk to the Blaze. And also where you can plug in a USB gender adapter, so you can plug in a USB stick, or indeed a CD-ROM drive to access data or music off a CD-ROM drive. And on the right-hand side, you've got another 3.5mm port, and that's for a stereo microphone or line in. So that's a quick whip around of the physical description of the Blaze itself. Now, when it's actually off, you can actually press that power button to get the time and date. So I'm going to press that now once.
10:37 a.m., Friday, December 19th, 2014.
Okay, so it takes a little while between you pressing the button and the time and date happening. That's because it actually has to wake up, be able to give you the time and date. And then, of course, to turn it on, I'm actually going to hold down that power button for 2 seconds. Holding it in now. One, two, and now releasing.
AM, Friday, December 19th, 2014.
Now when you start this up from scratch, i.e. putting the battery in, you'll actually hear it say scanning disk. When you turn the Blaze on like this, you're actually at the main menu of the device. and left and right arrows will of course take you backwards and forwards through the menu. And the first item on that menu you just heard, which was the date and time. And of course you can press select to change your current time, date and regional settings on the time and date option in the menu. So if I press the right arrow key now.
84% charged using battery.
84% charged using battery. Right arrow again.
Blaze Easy version 1.0 free space, 11.34 gigabytes.
And that gives me the version number of the Blaze and how much space I've got free. And of course, if I press the select button, I would go in there to find more information about the firmware, etc. Pressing right arrow again.
Guide voice settings.
This is the guide voice settings to adjust the voice rate and also the character of the voice. So let me just go into that quickly. I'm just going to press select.
Guide voice speed 5.
Okay, guide voice speed 5, and I press right arrow.
Guide voice speed 6.
Press left arrow.
Guide voice speed 5.
Okay, adjust the rate of the voice. Now let me press down arrow.
Guide voice pitch 5. Guide voice volume 12. Voice female.
And I'll just show you what the other voice sounds like, which is the male voice. Pressing right arrow.
Voice male.
Okay, that's the male voice. Pressing left arrow.
Voice female.
And back to female. And of course, to come out of a submenu, I just press the cancel key, which is that bottom left-hand key on the front face.
Guide voice settings.
Okay, I'm back to guide voice settings, pressing right arrow.
Record settings.
This is the record settings to adjust the different types of recording settings. Pressing select.
Recording quality, standard quality.
Okay, you can change the type of quality of the recording down.
Record method settings, microphone.
Record method, microphone. If I press right arrow.
Headset microphone.
Okay, headset microphone.
Line in.
Line in.
Microphone.
And I'm back to microphone. I could have pressed left arrow to go back the other way as well if I wanted to. Pressing down.
Microphone sensitivity 4.
Microphone sensitivity.
Record alert settings beep.
Record alert settings beep. So if I press right arrow.
Message.
And I want the alert for recording when it starts to recording and stop. I want it to be a message. I'm just going to press select.
Recording settings completed. Record settings.
Okay, and I'm now back to the main menu. If I press right arrow.
Bluetooth on, not connected.
Okay, I've currently got Bluetooth turned on. And I've used this quite successfully with my Bluetooth Beats Studio headphones, my Jambox speakers, and so on. So it comes in quite handy to be able to use Bluetooth. Keep in mind, you're going to get both speech and the audio, i.e. music, etc., going out to the Bluetooth speaker. So pressing right again.
Wireless LAN on, connected to iPhone.
Okay, wireless LAN, I've currently connected to iPhone. And in there, as you can with the Bluetooth, you can turn Wi-Fi on and off, and you can search for wireless hotspots and connect to them. The same with the Bluetooth, I can search for Bluetooth devices and connect to those as well. When you're connecting to a Wi-Fi network that requires a password, you basically get a list of lowercase, uppercase numbers and symbol rows. So for example, lowercase, you press left and right arrow key to go across A, B, C, D, and press select on the character that you want to input in. If you want to do a capital letter, you come down to the next row with the down arrow key to get to uppercase letters. And again, you've got A to Z, left and right arrow to the actual letter you want, and press select to select it. If you want the letter character, you press the record button, and that was the round button towards the top left-hand side of the unit. And if you want to read back what you've inputted in so far, you press that the explore button, the little round button in the middle, down the bottom. And then when you put in your password, you hold down the select key, and that will initiate the connection to the Wi-Fi network that you're logging into. Okay, so we'll start the main menu, pressing right to go from Wi-Fi to the next option.
Online Daisy.
Online Daisy, and I won't bother going this at the moment because at the moment Online Daisy only supports, I believe, the CNIB Online Daisy service. Hopefully they'll have other services as this unit becomes more developed. Pressing right arrow.
Web radio.
This is web radio, and when you first get the unit and you're online, when you press select on web radio or the next option, which is podcasts, you'll get a preset list of web radio stations or podcasts that you can listen to. And of course, you can also add your own web radio or podcast. So let me just quickly play a web radio to you. I'm just going to press select on web radio.
Creating channel list. Channel list creation complete. 181. FM, Mellow Gold 78 of 138.
Just remember to use the Online Daisy web radio podcast or update the firmware in the Blaze. You'll need to be online with a Wi-Fi network. And of course, in the web radio, as with the podcast, you can press the left and right arrow keys to get to the station that you want to listen to. And when you want to listen to it, you just press the select key like I'm about to do right now. Okay, and if I want to start it playing, I just press the select key. Let me press the cancel key, bottom left, to go back to the playlist.
181 FM Super 7079 of 138.
Okay, pressing cancel again to go back to the main menu.
Web radio.
Okay, back to web radio, pressing right arrow.
Podcasts.
There's podcasts, the same deal. Press select, and you'll get a preset number of podcasts to listen to. Left and right arrow keys to go between them. Press select to start downloading, and then you can listen to one offline. Pressing right again.
Utilities.
Utilities. Let's quickly have a look in utilities. Pressing select.
Manual scan disk.
Manual scan disk. So manually rescan the disk. Pressing down arrow.
Upgrade.
Upgrade. Of course, you need to be online to upgrade the firmware. Pressing down again.
Initialize options.
Initialize options, i.e. reset the Blaze back to factory defaults. Pressing down arrow again.
Manual scan disk.
Okay, and I'm wrapped around back to the top menu, which is the manually scan disk. And of course, I could have pressed left arrow to go back up the menu if I wanted to as well. When you get to the option you want, of course, you just press select to select that option. So bottom left hand side again, pressing cancel.
Utilities.
Pressing right arrow.
Options.
Options, pressing select on options.
Language, US.
So language is currently US, and if I press right arrow.
UK.
I've got UK. So if I press select on UK.
Options saved. Options.
Okay, I've actually got the UK female voice running now. And if I quickly go back to guide voice.
Utilities. Podcasts. Web radio. Online Daisy. Wireless label Bluetooth on not can. Record settings. Guide voice settings.
Okay, and press select on guide voice. And of course, I was just pressing left to go back through the menu.
Five. Guide voice
pressing
pitch
down arrow
five.
To get to voice.
Guide voice volume 12. Voice female.
Okay, let's try the male UK voice. Pressing right arrow.
Voice male.
Okay. Pressing up arrow to hear him again.
Guide voice volume 12.
Pressing down arrow.
Voice male.
It's actually quite a distinct voice, that one. I quite like it. Pressing left arrow.
Voice female.
And we're back to voice female. So let's quickly go back to the options. So pressing cancel button, bottom left hand side.
Guide voice settings.
Now this time, I'm actually going to cycle back around the menu the other way just by pressing the left arrow, because the options is actually the last option on the menu. So pressing left arrow.
Blaze Easy version 1.82% charge 1052 options.
And there's options. Pressing select.
Language, UK.
So language is currently now UK.
Book voice English.
Book voice English. Okay, pressing cancel, bottom left hand side. Pressing right arrow, of course.
10:53
And we come back to the date and
Friday,
time
the
on the
December
main menu.
2014.
Okay, let's press the media button. That's the one labeled
sample
an M.
Sample sound one.
This is sample sound one. And if I press right arrow, comes the next sample music, which is actually water. And of course, if I adjust the volume, okay, that's the top level. Turn it down. And you can hear a click out of the actual system when I'm doing the volume thumb wheel on the side, top right hand side. And it clicks when you adjust it by one unit, either up or down. And of course, to stop the music playing, I'm just going to press the media key again itself, labeled an M. And that stops the media playing. And of course, to come back out of an application such as media, radio, or book, just press the cancel button.
10:55 a.m. Friday the 19th of December 2014.
And let me press R for radio, which is the middle key labeled in R for radio. And of course, I can press volume up. And I quickly turn it up quite loud. Pressing it down. Okay, and of course, stop the radio. You can press the R key to stop the radio playing. And of course, with the radio, you can do a complete channel scan for all stations. You can also set presets and so on. And I should also say that you can use the record button to record the radio station as well. Okay, pressing the cancel button, come right there.
10:59 a.m. Friday the 19th of December 2014.
Let's press the right hand button of those group of three. Remember, we've got M for media, R for radio, now this is B for book. Pressing that now.
Blazy Z user manual open. Blazy Z user manual. English manual for software version 1.0.
Let's turn it down a little bit.
June 2014.
It's 11 o'clock.
When there are any manual updates, the read files or appendices will be added to the manual.
Okay, and of course, the pause the recording as it was with media, radio, and now books. Just press the B button.
170.
And it stops the book from playing. And of course, you have your normal DAISY functions up and down to change your reading mode from level 1, level 2, level 3, sentence, etc. And of course, your left and right arrows then move you through the DAISY book or document by that particular option. Remembering, besides DAISY text and DAISY audio, the Blaze will also do such things as docx files, rtf files, html files, and epub files. Now let me just show you what that voice button does on the side, and that was the button below the volume wheel. If I just press that now.
Text to speech rate 5.
Got text to speech rate.
Text to speech pitch 5.
Text to speech pitch.
Text to speech volume 13.
And back to volume. So let me go and select text pitch.
Text to speech rate 5. Text to speech pitch 5.
Okay, and now if I actually adjust that wheel up the top, push it up.
Pitch 6. Pitch 7.
Well, let's just quickly just go to the top.
Pitch 15.
Okay, and now I'm going to start the book playing again by pressing the B key. Pressing B again to stop. I think I've changed the pitch. Let me just bring it down a little bit.
Text to speech rate 5. Text to speech pitch 14. Pitch 15. Pitch 14.
I'm just doing units down now.
Pitch 13. Pitch 12. Pitch 11. Pitch 10, pitch 9, pitch 8, pitch 7, pitch 6, pitch 5.
Okay, let's try pitch 5. Now pressing B again.
Fax.
Okay, pressing B to stop.
Congratulations.
Okay, and to come out of the book, I'm just going to press the bottom left hand side of the cancel button.
11, 3 a.m, Friday the 19th of December 2014.
Okay, let's try the record button, and that was the top left hand button below the stereo speaker grill, the round raised button with the dot in the middle. I'm just going to press the record button now. Now what it's doing is playing a previous recording. Okay, it's actually quite soft actually. So let me press the record button again. Now I'm in the recordings. And to start recording, I'm actually going to hold the record button in for 2 seconds. 1, 2.
Start recording.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. And now if I press select, which is the middle of the cursor cross.
Record complete.
Okay, the recording's complete. So now if I want to check that recording I just did, I press the explore button down the bottom middle, the little round one.
Explorer open. 2014 December the 17th, 22:01:56. MP3 2/3.
Okay, pressing up arrow because that's in the middle, number 2, that's where I was before.
2014 December the 19th, 11:04:44. MP3 1/3.
Okay, that's the one that I want. So I'm just going to press select on that to play it.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
And of course, if I wanted to delete a book or a recording or a media file, if I just hold down the cancel button for 2 seconds.
Delete. Yes.
Okay, delete. Yes. I can just press select or I can press cancel button to not delete. So I'm just going to press select to delete.
Delete completed.
Okay, and to come out of radio as with the media. And let me just press the record button again to stop the next one playing. If I want to come out of recording, I can just press the cancel button to come back to the main home menu.
11:08 a.m. Friday the 19th of December.
Let me quickly show you what happens when you plug in a USB stick. So I've got one here on the USB agenda adapter, little USB stick with some DAISY books on it. plugging that cable into the micro USB port down the bottom.
USB memory stick inserted. Scanning disk. Scanning complete.
Now I could either check for either media files or for DAISY books. I happen to know for a fact that I've got three DAISY books on this particular USB stick. So I press B for books.
Blaze EZ user manual open. Congratulations on the purchase of your Blaze EZ.
I'm going to press B again to stop that book playing. I'm going to come down to the explore button down the bottom middle. Press it now.
Explorer open. Blaze EZ user manual 2/6.
Okay, Blaze user manual. 2/6. If I press up arrow.
Abhorson by Garth Nick.
1/6.
Okay, that's a DAISY book on the USB stick. It just puts all the books together, whether it's on the USB stick or in the internal flash. So that was Abhorson by Garth Nix. Coming down arrow.
Blaze EZ user manual 2/6.
Okay, that's on the flash, but for anybody in general, you really don't have to worry about it. It's just there. Pressing down again.
Lirael.
That's Lirael by Garth Nix. That's on the USB stick. Pressing down again.
Sabriel
again on the USB stick.
Documents 5/6.
This is the documents folder. Down again.
Text 6/6.
And text 6/6. That's also on the flash as well. Okay, and of course the player book off the memory stick. I'm just going to press select on one of them. So pressing up arrow to go back.
Documents 5.
Sabriel by Garth Nix.
Okay, let's choose Sabriel by Garth Nix. Pressing select.
Sabriel open.
Sabriel.
Okay, and of course, turning the volume up with the thumb wheel.
Read by Beth Chalmers. It lasts 10 hours, 30 minutes. Here is a brief description of the book. Sabriel is the daughter of the Major Abhorson. Ever since she was a tiny child, she has lived
and of course,
outside
to stop the book playing,
the
pressing
kingdom.
B again to stop the book. So if I cancel out of books altogether, by pressing cancel.
11:11 a.m., Friday the 19th of December 2014.
Okay, and I take the USB cable out, which has
USB memory
USB
stick removed.
It's now removed.
Scanning disk.
It's rescanning the disk.
Scanning complete.
So now if I press B for books again.
Blaze EZ user manual open.
Okay, it's got back into the book again that I was reading before I started listening to Sabriel because I was taking it out. Pressing B again to stop. Pressing explore.
Explorer open. Blaze EZ user manual 1/3.
Okay, now I've only got three items there because I've taken the USB stick out and it's no longer in the complete bookshelf anymore. Okay, so that was just to show you what happens when you stick in a USB stick or, of course, a SD card or indeed a CD-ROM drive as well. So pressing cancel, come back out to the main menu. And finally, let me get to optical character recognition. And with this Blaze EZ, I actually got the premium accessories kit, which includes the LOCR stand, which you need to put together. It comes in three parts, and it's not too hard to put together. A cradle that you can actually pop the Blaze into for charging and also to sending out audio to attached speakers. And also a little slot on the back of the cradle where you can lay down flat a second battery, which comes with the kit as well. And another really cool thing that comes with the kit, of course, is the remote control that is a cable with two buttons on it for scanning or cancel when you're using the Blaze on the top part of the cradle for doing scanning. Makes it very handy rather than having to reach up to the top of the Blaze all the time to do OCR, and I'll do that in a minute. And finally, it also comes with a spare AC adapter charger as well. Okay, so I've already got my stand set up. I'm just going to grab the remote control. Let me pop the cable from the remote into the bottom of the Blaze. Okay, now I should say to you that when you get this out of the box for the remote, it's actually got a USB cable and the little remote with the two buttons on it. And the cable's not attached. So all you need to do is basically attach one end of the USB cable to the little two-button remote. And of course, the other end goes into the Blaze. So I'm going to pop the Blaze on top of the LOCR stand. And I've already got a document laying on the table underneath the stand. And basically on the remote, you've got a OCR button, which is the button furthest away from me as I'm holding the remote. And closest to me is the cancel button on the remote. So I'm going to press the OCR button now on the remote.
Take a picture.
Okay, so take a picture. That means me pressing the button once. Now pressing the button again to actually take the picture and do the OCR process.
OCR analysis. OCR analysis completed.
Now it's going to read out to us automatically.
This Australian-wide free service is available for anyone with questions about low vision, blindness and related issues. The Vision Information Line offers access to information about services for people with low vision pensions and government concessions, recreation, travel concessions, eye conditions, safety and care of the eye.
I'm just going to press the cancel button to stop it. And if I press cancel again, it says take a picture. I'll just press the cancel key again.
11:21 a.m. Friday the 19th of December 2014.
As with the other options for recording, media, radio and braille, pressing the cancel button, at this time on the remote, takes me back to the main menu. So let me just grab the Blaze off the cradle and I'll just take the remote cable out. So of course, you actually don't have to use that stand if you don't want to. You can actually hold the camera over a document and then you take the picture using the bottom right hand key, of course, which is the O for OCR button labeled in Braille. But let me just press that button now as we're just sitting here at the front screen.
Take a picture.
Okay, so that's where we were before when we were using the stand. And if I press the O for OCR button again now, it would do exactly like the button did on the remote and take the picture and start reading it to us. But if I press the down arrow key.
Flash on.
Okay, we've got flash on. Of course, if I press right arrow.
Flash off.
Flash off, back to the left.
Flash on.
Flash off and on. And depending on what option I wanted, I could just press select to select it. Pressing down arrow.
Result.
This is the result. Pressing down arrow again.
Open captured file.
Open captured file.
Open an external file.
Open an external file.
Options.
Options.
Take a picture.
I'm about to take a picture. Pressing cancel again.
11:24 a.m. Friday the 19th of December 2014.
And of course, I'm back to the home menu. And of course, to turn the unit off, I just press the power button. Top middle. 1, 2, release. And the unit's now off. One function I didn't show you during this quick recording was the sleep mode. If you're playing media, the radio, or a book, if you hold down the select key for 2 seconds, you'll actually go into the sleep mode function where you can set it from 3 minutes, I believe, up to 180 minutes. And of course, when the sleep timer expires, it will power down the unit for you as well. So that completes this quick demonstration of the Blaze EZ. Hope you've enjoyed listening. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.